This is a Friday edition of Ozarks at Large. A troop of intrepid biologists is searching remnant and restored Arkansas tall grass prairies for creatures at risk. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich followed the team, wading through acres of grasses and flowering plants on Chesney Prairie, east of Siloam Springs.
Storm clouds gather overhead as UA Wilson Lab Biology PhD candidates Chelsea Cross and Ethan Royal, along with Gabriel Yurden, a visiting student from Tufts University, search for turtles this morning on Chesney Prairie. The preserve is one of only a few tall grass prairies left on the Arkansas Ozarks, containing rare flora and fauna. Yurden carries what looks to be a small TV antenna affixed with a radio receiver to locate turtles affixed with transmitters, Chelsea Cross says.
And the beeps will get louder as we get closer, so that's how we know we're actually on the right track.
They crisscross the midsection of the 82-acre prairie, most of it virgin, filled with 100 different plant species, such as big blue stem, rattlesnake master, yellow prairie sunflowers, blackberry vine, passion flower, and blazing star, until Ethan Royal spots a turtle and picks it up.
So this is an ornate box turtle. This is the other species we have out here. And he's got a radio transmitter on him that allows us to track him, so that's what's sending out the signal. And then he also has an iButton temperature logger in there, so we know what temperatures he's experiencing out in the field. It'll log a temperature every 30 minutes. And then in a week or so, we'll pull this iButton off and be able to download all that data and know kind of what temperatures he's been experiencing over the last couple weeks.
The juvenile green and yellow turtle cranes its neck and claws the air as Royal talks, turning it over in his hand. Ornate box turtles, which thrive only on prairie habitat, are listed as species of greatest conservation need by state wildlife agents. Chesney Prairie is also super birdy, with migrant savanna and vesper sparrows, loggerhead shrike, various blackbirds, hawks, owls, and falcons, all of which relish the habitat. Chelsea Cross.
Arkansas used to have a bunch of tall grass prairie here in this northwest region because we were a transition zone between oak hickory forest and the tall grass prairie. And so now in Arkansas, we probably have less than 1% of prairies remaining. And a lot of the species that are actually on these prairies or associated with these prairies are species of greatest conservation concern in the state. And we wanted for this project to figure out where what species were inhabiting these prairie remnants and get that information back to Arkansas Game and Fish Commission so that they can use it for assessing the status of each species and have some kind of knowledge of where those species occur.
This team is on mission using various capture methods to document amphibians and reptiles.
One was visual encounter surveys, which is just the walking around, searching through the grass and hopefully stumbling upon a snake or a lizard or any of one of those species. Sometimes you can't see very well, and so you just kind of blindly reach for it, and sometimes they get through your fingers, but other times you get lucky and you actually catch them, so that's always good.
Another method is laying down large pieces of plywood right on top of the prairie.
Called cover boards, plywood boards out, usually a few months before we started the study. So we put these boards out in January and then started surveys in April. And that allows the boards to age for reptiles and amphibians to find them.
She sets out through a shoulder-high stand of prairie plants to a cover board.
Proper board etiquette is you want to lift the board towards you so that way you have some kind of protection in case there's something under there that could cause you injury. And you just lift it up. It's been a while since you lift up. And there's nothing under here, but you see that you got some burrows right there. Those are really favored by snakes. They'll hang out. And we also have a mammal nest. That's what this straw is right here, this bundle of straw. And so sometimes, especially in early spring, we'll come up on a board flip it and there will be a king snake, like a prairie king snake, just in that mound. And, you know, he's just waiting for the little mouse to come back.
Cross replaces the cover board and heads towards a forest-shaded ephemeral stream site to give a litany of discovery.
So of our snakes, we found speckled king snakes, prairie king snakes, racers, rat snakes, garter snakes, ribbon snakes. Those are some of the most common species here in northwest Arkansas and in prairies. And then we've also found ornate box turtles and three-toed box turtles. In terms of amphibians, we've found eastern narrowmouth toads, American toads, leopard frogs, bullfrogs, gray tree frogs, and the species that's near and dear to my heart, the crawfish frog.
A $42,000 state wildlife grant from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, plus matching UA funds, is supporting this endeavor. Ethan Royal says he signed on this summer.
Field work is done, so we've gathered all of our data. We've finished all of our reptile and amphibian surveys. So now we'll just be doing some statistical analysis using occupancy modeling, and that allows you to project the probability that a species occurs at a given site, and the probability that you would detect a species given that it occurs at that site.
The prairie and grassland research sites span Benton, Boone, Franklin, Washington, Sebastian, and Carroll counties. Some are pristine, others highly degraded. More than 1,500 individual animals representing 55 species, from slender glass lizards to crawfish frogs, have been logged. The first study of its kind on Arkansas tall grass prairie habitat. And Ethan Royal's most favorite part?
Probably the ticks, maybe the chiggers. I really like the fire ants at Fort Chaffee also.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.